Iraq's obligation to cooperate actively, strictly in accordance with the relevant resolutions of the Security Council, particularly 1441. Iraq must put an end to its delaying tactics. A peaceful settlement of the crisis depends on that. Mr. President, we would reconfirm our confidence in Mr. Blix and Mr. Al-Baradei and their respective teams, who have been very professional in discharging their mandate. We assure them of our full support. We urge them to continue their work to explore all the possibilities of the inspections process. In conclusion, may I reiterate that it is essential for our council to continue working together as one, the only way of attaining our goal. Let us not forget this, because above and beyond the unity of the council, it is the future of our organization that is at stake. Thank you.
Representative of Guinea for his statement, and I now call on the distinguished permanent representative of Pakistan, His Excellency Mr. Munir Akram.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, everyone acknowledges that this is a decisive moment for the Security Council and for international peace and security. The importance of this meeting is evident, Mr. President, from your presence here to preside once again over the proceedings of the Security Council and the participation of 9 other distinguished foreign ministers. The Pakistan delegation has listened to the latest reports from Dr. Blix and Dr. Baradei, and we are grateful for them for having made the journey once again to provide us with the latest update of the situation. These reports indicate some important developments since the 27th of January and also indicate what remains to be done. The Iraqi government has responded positively to the 3 benchmarks on process identified by Dr. Blix, that is, acceptance of aerial surveillance, interviews without minders, the adoption of national legislation. There were also responses on substantive issues, for example, the record of destruction of munitions. Of course, as both Dr. Blix and Dr. Baradei have made clear, there are a significant number of questions and concerns which remain outstanding and which must be addressed. Mr. President, Mr. Blix continues to see a serious attitude towards cooperation on process from Iraq, with greater cooperation required on substance. Dr. Baradei continues to assess that it is possible to disarm Iraq through inspections. Of course, it is understandable that the patience of some important members of the Security Council is running out. It has been 12 years in which UN inspectors have had the job of seeking out Iraq's WMD capabilities. The intention of 1441 was that this process of discovery and destruction would be accelerated. At the same time, we have also noted the call to caution in the statement issued by 3 members of the Council, endorsed by some other member states. The call by the Security Council in 1441 was credible, Mr. President, because it was unanimous. Iraq's new cooperation was due, in no small measure, to the credibility of the Council's determination to secure the elimination of Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. We believe that the Security Council must maintain this unity of purpose and action. We believe that there are, at present, 3 elements around which the Council can still unite. One, the general preference, even at this late stage, to secure the elimination of Iraq's weapons of mass destruction through peaceful means. Two, the conviction that to achieve this, in the words of 1441, Iraq will have to offer immediate, active, and unconditional cooperation, that is, to actually participate in the destruction of its weapons of mass destruction capabilities, and to credibly demonstrate to inspectors of UNMOVIC that these weapons have been destroyed. We believe that such cooperation would be in Iraq's supreme interest. We are open to proposals for strengthening the inspections mechanisms if this can serve to accelerate the process. Three, the readiness to allow some more time to achieve the peaceful elimination of Iraq's weapons of mass destruction, but consistent with the spirit and sense of Resolution 1441. Dr. Blix has said that with Iraq's immediate, active, and unconditional cooperation, this time could be relatively short. Mr. President, obviously, all people of goodwill desire that all the possibilities for a peaceful resolution of this crisis should be exhausted before the Council may decide to bring into play the enforcement mechanism. The decision for the use of force cannot be an easy one for anyone. For Pakistan, an Islamic country from the region, such a decision will be a most difficult one. And we would therefore like to see every effort exhausted for a peaceful resolution of this crisis. Mr. President, Pakistan attaches the highest importance to the preservation of the unity and territorial integrity of Iraq. We have a stake in the preservation of peace and stability in the entire region. And for us, the primary concern is the well-being and welfare of the Iraqi people. We must make every possible effort to ensure that the suffering of the Iraqi people is not further exacerbated. Indeed, our aim must be to bring an end to the suffering of the Iraqi people. We trust and hope that the Iraqi leadership will also put its people first. I thank you.
I thank the distinguished permanent representative of Pakistan for his statement.